two-thirds of existing homes have mercury thermostats, according to a study done for the state in Dane County. There are recycling programs, but participation is low. Only about 3% of mercury thermostats are safely removed from the environment. That's why Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk wants changes in the state building code. The former environmental lawyer says the Commerce Department should forbid new home builders from installing thermostats with the toxic metal.
Mercury thermostats are the single largest household product with mercury in them, so we can make a big difference.
State commerce officials say they get a lot of suggestions to change the building code. This one will be reviewed with all the others at a meeting in February. The Wisconsin Builders Association does not think the change is necessary. Spokesperson Jerry Deshane says most builders nowadays use electronic thermostats, and the ones that aren't will soon have to stop because of new federal rules.
Mercury thermostats, as we understand it, are going to be phased out in 2008 anyway. We don't generally support making building code changes that are being made more for the show than the substance.
Mercury can cause neurological problems and is particularly harmful to children and pregnant women. The most prominent efforts to reduce mercury have involved stricter regulation of power plants and getting rid of medical thermometers. But Dane County Recycling Coordinator John Reindl says thermostats have six times as much mercury, and efforts to require power companies to use cleaner burning equipment have been criticized as too expensive. County Executive Falk is using alternatives to mercury thermostats in new homes would curtail at least one substantial source of the poisonous metal. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.